alternative. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And good afternoon. This is the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. So delighted to have you join us. My name is Jim Santel. I'm not Mike Crute. Mike and Dom are out there in the world doing important business on behalf of this important radio station. But I'm delighted to be with you this afternoon. I'm joined in the Madison studio by Evan, who is our producer this afternoon.
Brian is real. He exists.
Brian is real. He exists out there, and he is also doing some important work, as is Evan, as is all the staff.
It's true, too. They're really putting it in.
And today we're glad to have all of you joining us. We're going to be taking phone calls, as we always do, throughout the next couple of hours. That number is 844-967-2789. Here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show again, my name is Jim Santel. Honored, pleased, delighted to be stepping in, standing in, sitting in for Mike and Dom and others as we continue with our discussion of important events in Wisconsin, in the United States, and in the world. This afternoon, we're going to spend virtually all of our time talking about the last couple of hours, actually about 2.5 hours altogether, Evan. Things coming out of the January 6th committee in Washington, D.C., chaired by Benny Thompson, vice-chaired by Liz Cheney. We're going to spend most of our afternoon chatting about that, again, taking your calls, your comments. I'll review a lot of that with you, talk about my own perspectives on things related to the testimony we heard today, the presentations made by members of that committee, the impact not only today, but down the road for the committee report that's probably going to be coming out in the fall of this year. So again, interested in your comments, your observations, your questions at 844-967-2789 throughout the next couple of hours. My name is Jim Santel. Before we start that very good and engaging conversation about the J6 committee this afternoon, which you heard on this very radio station, I'm certain you can pick it up, Evan, down the road as well. If you did, in fact, miss much, if not all, of the presentation this afternoon. Will certainly be a part of our future discussions as well. I want to back into the discussion, however, this afternoon by talking about a witness who was not there, who was not, in fact, present during the course of the testimony today. And his name is Steve Bannon. We know his name well from past history in America, a sometimes senior advisor to former President Trump, significantly during periods of time that are not relevant to the particular focus of the January 6th panel. Steve Bannon was not an employee of the United States government, was not on the official payroll, but nonetheless played this role in advising the former president on various things. And during the course of that time, plainly had lots of conversations with the president, perhaps others involved in January 6th, both before and after that event happened. And because of that, he attracted the attention of Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney and all the members of the J6 committee. And they issued, as you well know, a subpoena for his testimony to come and appear today, previously, at any time previous to today, to talk about what he knew, the things he saw in the White House before, during, and after January 6th. You all recall well what happened here. Steve Bannon decided that he was not going to cooperate with the January 6th committee, so he was among the very first people who said just that. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going to come down to Capitol Hill, and I'm not going to submit to questions that you may ask me. And as a result of that, after lots of back and forth with his lawyers, the lawyers for the committee ultimately made a referral to the United States Department of Justice about 6, 7, 8, 9 blocks down Pennsylvania Avenue to Merrick Garland, and asked Merrick Garland to criminally charge Steve Bannon for the offense of contempt of Congress, failure to appear, failure to abide by this subpoena issued to him. It took a bit. It took a while, not inappropriately. The assistant U.S. attorneys, the folks at Maine Justice, those prosecutors, spent their time looking through all this and made the decision in the end that indeed Steve Bannon should be charged by a federal grand jury. So they presented evidence of his failure to appear, of his contempt of Congress to a grand jury there right in the District of Columbia. And many months ago, the District of Columbia grand jury, sure enough, returned a two-count indictment against Steve Bannon, a two-count indictment alleging his contemptuous behavior and charging him with offense conduct, each one of which carries with it a penalty of up to a year in jail and a $100,000 fine. May not sound like a huge penalty, but both misdemeanor charges, but nonetheless significant because they are one of the first times in recent history when the U.S. Department of Justice has prosecuted someone based upon a referral from a, in this case, House committee, could also be a Senate committee, another entity of the United States Congress, for failing to abide by the simple subpoenas that it's issued. And as we have talked before many times in this show, Mike, Dom, others, and the Saturday show, certainly during the course of the week, we have talked about what that means. When you are issued a subpoena in America, what that means is at a minimum, you need to show up. That includes if you're a witness for a proceeding, you need to show up for that court proceeding, that administrative proceeding. If you are being summoned in to serve as a prospective juror, at a minimum, you need to respond in some way. You can perhaps contact the clerk of court, but you need to show up. And that is the baseline issue. That's the baseline obligation that anyone who has issued a subpoena has to comply with. Steve Bannon didn't do that. He said instead, I'm not showing up. I'm not going to cooperate. And again, based upon that history, the attorneys, the prosecutors of the United States Department of Justice returned this two-count indictment, charging him with these misdemeanor violations. And Steve Bannon has, of course, since that time, maintained he is innocent. And during the course of the last 6-8 months or so, while this has been pending, he has said that his consistent defense has been the former President Donald Trump provided him with a shield to his obligation to come and appear and testify before the J6 committee. He said, I am shielded by executive privilege, which the former president can assert. And for that reason, because of that, my conversations with him during this time when I was serving in this sort of ex officio, but nonetheless senior advisory capacity with the president, they are shielded from discovery, shielded from disclosure to the January 6th committee. For that reason, I am not showing up. And that's my defense, principally, maybe some of the things around the edges, but principally that has been his defense. The trial of those two counts is scheduled to begin and will begin in just a few days, actually about 6 days, on Monday, July 18th. Yes, that's next Monday. A federal district court judge in the District of Columbia is bringing that lawsuit finally, that criminal prosecution, to fruition, if you will, picking a jury, picking the process to go forward on those misdemeanor counts. Steve Bannon up to now has said that he's going to turn that criminal case against him. These words, not mine, into the misdemeanor for hell, his words, for the Justice Department. All of that changed. All of that changed just a couple of days ago when a couple of things happened. One is that the former president said, presumably in contact with Steve Bannon's attorneys, said, you know what? I'm going to release him from this executive privilege shield. I'm going to tell him, go ahead and testify. No harm done. And of course, Steve Bannon's lawyers then wrote to the panel, told members of the panel that their client would now be pleased and delighted to appear before the panel to talk about things. Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California, said we got the letter around midnight a couple of days ago from his lawyer saying that he would testify, and we want to have him testify. So the committee, of course, has not yet had a chance to discuss it, but I expect we'll be hearing from him, and there are many questions we have for him. The question, of course, that you may pose, you may think about right now is, that change in position, that change in posture, does it impact the trial? And the answer, as we know from the judge just about 24 hours or so ago, is no, it does not. It does not change the posture of that trial. The judge has said in what's called a pre-trial conference with the attorneys for the prosecution, the attorneys for the defense, The judge has come out and said, you know what? We're going ahead with this trial. The fact that you have decided now, basically, to drop this executive privilege shield, which, as an important aside, never really shielded him at all. Again, as we know, the executive privilege runs to the present executive, the present president, not a former president. Also, almost certainly not protected by discussions that maybe Steve Bannon had the presence of other people. Certainly not protected because they may have been chatting about the very things that the January 6th committee is talking about. That is criminal conduct. Criminal conduct is not shielded by any privilege, any privilege. If you're talking to someone about committing a crime, that doesn't hold. And so the judge a couple of days ago said, you know what? All of those defenses, I'm not going to instruct the jury on them. You can raise what you will, but I'm going to stop you from alleging those kinds of things during the course of the trial, which is starting on Monday, by the way, the judge says. And I'm not buying any of this belated notion that now you're going to run to Congress and testify before Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney and other members of the committee. Not buying that at all. The jury's still going to be selected. The trial's still going ahead on those two counts. All of that, because it's a nice lead-in to our principal discussion today. Again, Steve Bannon, maybe this is the sideshow to what happened today, but an important issue, an important development, an event in American history, when Steve Bannon, again, just this past week, is told by the judge, number one, he cannot raise these privilege defenses, probably going to be shut down in a major way, prompting his attorney publicly to say, gosh, I don't have much to work with here. Maybe I will, in fact, have to reconsider what we're doing here. And here's the first prediction before we begin to head into the first break of the day and before we begin our major discussion this afternoon of the January 6th committee proceedings. What's going to happen on Monday? Well, we know that Steve Bannon's not going to be testifying before Monday before the committee. Liz Cheney has indicated that there may not be another hearing this week, but some point down the road, and certainly there will be some interest in having him, whether it's before the committee, publicly or privately, interested in his commentary. But the reality is he's not going to do that before Monday. The trial's going to go ahead. Does that make any difference that he comes forward and says, you know what? I would like to testify now before the Zoe Lofgrens of the world and the Benny Thompsons. And the answer is no, as a pure legal matter. This is not the case. We can get around it because you've already committed the crime, if you will, right, of failing to appear, which gets us back to our very, very first comments. The crime is the failure to appear, and that's what Steve Bannon's going to be tried for in the federal district court on Monday of the coming week. Join us at 844-967-2789. We're going to be talking this afternoon about the January 6th committee, the events of just this afternoon.
Special place in hell
for Republicans who should know better.